1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with your host, John Zagluhl.
John, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. You got an awesome voice, man, and that was a terrific intro. You're like a pro's pro.
You know, that was the first time somebody ever said that, John. No, you're the first person to ever say anything like that. That's very interesting.
You got it, John. Anything for a fellow Chicago guy.
Well, what a great question.
That's a great question. Nobody's actually asked me that.
I like it. What a great question. I never heard that before.
Chase Utley is what? You're saying he's not a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, it's funny. You may be the only person that I've heard make that connection.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm doing great. By the way, you have an outstanding voice. Not sure about your face because I haven't met you, but your voice is great.
You're doing a much better job than I ever did. You've had some heavy hitters guests on too, man, so keep up the good work. But it's good to be with you, and I'm ready to talk sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluhl. Great to have you here. Today's edition of the program, The Bears Suck. Plain and simple, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Plus, a brand new interview today with Mike North, the host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000 and on the Bears Barroom Network. Talk with him more about the Bears game, what to expect for them in Week 2, and so much more. It's a great interview, and it comes your way near the midway point of this show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Before we start today, I have to tell you about State Farm agent Ryan McDevitt. A lot of our listeners have gone to him for all their insurance needs. He's been very helpful in getting them the coverage they deserve. There's no game with Ryan. He's just here to help and make sure you feel safe. If you have insurance needs and you haven't called him yet, what are you waiting for? Dial up the number, 630-796-2662. That's 630-796-2662. Find him online at ryanismyagent.com. That's ryanismyagent.com. And make sure to mention Sports Talk Chicago. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Want to start today with this. Who'd you blame last year for the Bears' problems? Come on, you can be honest with me. Probably Mitch Trubisky. Right? Maybe Nick Foles. Maybe the quarterback position in general. You said Mitch Trubisky's too turnover prone. They don't throw the ball downfield. Mitch Trubisky isn't skilled enough to get the job done. If we had a good quarterback, we'd be fine. So the Bears blamed Mitch, made him the scapegoat, threw him out of town. Next thing you know, we're watching Sunday Night Football Week 1. And ironically enough, we see the same game plan on display. No changes. New quarterback, no changes. 5-yard pass. 5-yard pass. 4th down and 4. Can't convert. 4th down and 15. 5-yard pass called. David Montgomery, 108 yards. Let's run the ball only 10 times. Not good enough? When will we start to admit, no, it's not the quarterback. No, it's not even the defense. Although the defense didn't have a good game, we'll talk about that soon. The main thing is the play calling. Matt Nagy is not a talented head coach. Maybe he's a great guy off the field, but I've seen enough. Say what you want. You could say Mitch Trubisky was not a great quarterback. He was run out of town for Nagy's sake. They bring in Andy Dalton, does nothing. I'll tell you this much. Would not have made a difference if Justin Fields started. You know why? Game plan would have been the same. 5-yard pass, 5-yard pass. Oh, 4th down and 4. What are we going to do? Can't convert. 4th down and 15. Let's call a 5-yard pass. The hell is that? Got people saying to take out Andy Dalton last night. Andy Dalton needs to respond with a touchdown here. If he doesn't, it's time to put in Justin Fields. That's the last thing to do. What? You're blaming Andy Dalton for executing a game plan that he's been given. Really think Andy Dalton wants to throw 3-yard passes, 2-yard passes, throw a wide receiver screen in the flat? No! But what more is he supposed to do? It's what he's told to do by Matt Nagy. How about this from David Hall? He's going to be on the program soon. Quote, if you're going to bring in the rookie 4 plays into the game for his ability in the red zone, maybe don't take him out after 1 snap in the red zone. I don't understand that. Somebody explain it to me. Why does it make sense? Put in Justin Fields for 4 or 5 snaps, have him run for a touchdown, then take him out. What's the point? Look, before the season, I said Justin Fields should not play right away. I still stand by that. That offensive line did not look good last night. Andy Dalton was always under pressure. He got sacked 3 times. Here's the bigger issue, though. Why are we switching quarterbacks here? Why are the Bears choosing to go one, then the other? I was really aggravated last night. Andy Dalton put together a good drive, the one that Justin Fields ran in for the touchdown. Fields gets the credit and didn't do any of the work. I'm not saying it's his fault, but why is Justin Fields getting the recognition when Andy Dalton drove him down there 15 plays to get to the end zone? Didn't get it. Still don't get it. Quote from Aaron Lemay. Bears fall short on another fourth down and short opportunity. Matt Nagy continuing to do the same things that haven't worked in the last 3 years, putting themselves in a second and third and long spot. Fourth down at 15, and Nagy is passing in a field goal try. Anyone willing to blame the coach now? No? Are we still going to say it's the quarterback? Are we going to say it's Andy Dalton? I'll tell you this much. I'm not a big Andy Dalton fan, but I know he can throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field. Not an idiot. He has to do that to be in the NFL. 33,000 passing yards entering the season. 5 playoff appearances. I'm not saying he's a superstar. I'm not saying he's great. But I guarantee you, he can throw the ball more than 10 yards. But no, let's keep going. 5-yard dink and dunk down the field. At the end of the day, you're not going to do anything with that strategy. I want to say this too. This really got me mad. For those of you watching, and many of you here in the Chicago area, you know what I'm about to say. The Bears' hallmarks, what are they? Defense, running the football. That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no offensive prowess. This team has been known to run the football, ground and pound, great defense. Why in the world do you keep limiting David Montgomery? You know, it's so funny. Jordan Howard was a 1,300-yard rusher. Matt Nagy comes here, 900 yards, and they ship him off, bringing David Montgomery. Never gets a chance to run the football. Who is Matt Nagy? What does he think he is to abandon a Bears hallmark for whatever reason? David Montgomery averaged 6.8 yards per carry, and you're telling me only run the ball 10, 15, 20 times at most. David Montgomery's not getting at least 20 to 30 rushes per game. Why even put him out there? What's the point of having him on the field? Touchdown run, 6.8 yards per carry, 108 yards, and we're only going to run the ball a couple of times. Makes no sense. Bears hallmark, run the football, Walter Payton. And even recently, think about it, Thomas Jones, Matt Forte, Jordan Howard. Bears have always been good at least running the football. But not going to do it anymore. Not good enough. Damian Williams looked like crap, but hey, David Montgomery did great. Shouldered the load in the run department. Really getting under my skin because this is Montgomery's 3rd year. And we see the same patterns continuing. It'd be different if, okay, Matt Nagy learned from his mistake and now he's going to run the ball more, commit more to the run. We're seeing the same stuff we've seen before. Just to make sure you know this too, Mark Trestman, whom the Bears ran out of town, understandably, had a better offensive production than Matt Nagy has. See, the Bears' defense has been better recently, so Nagy's record reflects that. But Mark Trestman, the Canadian Football League coach who knew nothing, had a better offensive production than Matt Nagy. I'd argue the rosters are pretty much the same, too. It's not like there's a lack of talent. Maybe there's a problem with the wide receiving core, but overall, good running back. He's had decent enough quarterback play. Allen Robinson, Darnell Mooney, there's enough there. Engineer good drives, and they still can't do it. Not when you're calling wide receiver screens and getting tackled behind the line. Not when you're calling a 4-yard pass on fourth down at 15. Not going to win games by playing like that. And I get it. The Bears were not supposed to be great this year. The Bears were supposed to lose this game. They were a 6-point underdog. I understand. But the problem is they actually play competitive football. They were in it. were actually in the game. And they took themselves out of it. It was a poor offensive play, poor execution, and oh yeah, the defense. I give some people credit, especially my YouTube audience, who all suggested the defense is going to regress. The defense is going to regress. They're getting older, not as much personnel, had to lose some guys due to salary cap issues, like Kyle Fuller. Desmond Trufant was cut. I don't know what the hell we saw yesterday. Two blown coverages downfield. They make Matthew Stafford look amazing. Look, I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, but you know what? The Bears contained him for years here in Detroit. Now all of a sudden, Matthew Stafford's a great QB. Look at this stat. New Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford became the first player in NFL history with at least 300 passing yards, 3 touchdown passes, and no picks in a winning debut with his new team. Did it against the Bears. Because the Bears can't defend. Eddie Jackson blown coverages way downfield. 2 deep balls that were wide open receivers downfield. What the hell are we watching? What happened to this team? Everybody said it's the quarterback. They picked the quarterback. They'll win. Prominent people here in Chicago said start Justin Fields. If you don't, that'll be the main difference maker. No. Andy Dalton executed the game plan for the most part, despite the interception. That was not the issue. The issue was the game plan itself and the defense. I don't care who your quarterback is. If you have a secondary giving up 2 long touchdown passes way downfield to open wide receivers, guess what? Not going to win. And as we know, this Bears team, even though Matt Nagy's an offensive guru, they're not going to win games that involve shootouts. If you challenge the Bears to score a touchdown, boy, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a pretty damn hard challenge. You tell the Bears, drive downfield. Score from the 20, go downfield, drive 80 yards. That's going to be a long, laborious process. 16 plays, 17 plays, penalties, third down conversions. I don't get it. What's so hard about it? Why is it so difficult? Every other team in the NFL, they moved with ease. The Rams moved with ease yesterday. Covered 80 yards in 2 minutes. And the Bears, oh, we have to wait so long, take up so long at the corner just to score 1 touchdown. Added up to here with this performance. Now, some of you will say, John, it's only week 1. Calm down. Remember, it's been a couple of years. This is not Matt Nagy's first rodeo. It'd be different if it's his first year. Want to give him some time to develop as a coach? We're seeing the same habits for years now. This is nothing new, nothing different. Something has to change now. I'm so sick of seeing David Montgomery get 15 carries. Sick of 4-yard passes. And a 4-yard pass called on a 4th and 15 when you could have gone for a field goal. And yes, I'm even sick of the quarterback thing. Pick one. I don't care who it is. I don't want Justin Fields to start right away, but you know what? Pick one. Be a decisive head coach. Not a, well, we'll see. No. Make a decision. If you want Justin Fields to start so badly, if you want to cave into public opinion, do it. What's the point in putting him in at the 3-yard line to run it in for a touchdown to knife in, as Jeff Joniak said on the call, and then put him out to throw 2 passes for 10 yards and take him out? Can't believe it's only week 1. I don't know how the rest of this year is going to go, but if last night was any indication, my goodness, it's going to be a long season. I am so appalled by this performance. Beyond appalled by this performance. My gosh. This is not an overreaction, because it's been happening for years. This is not new. It'd be different if this was new. But no. It's not. But By the way, another funny strategy thing, just so you know. Justin Fields came in when he ran for the touchdown. They took out Andy Dalton at the three. Isn't that pretty easy for a defense to sniff out? Usually. Think about it. At the three-yard line, first down, second down, and goal, and you bring in Justin Fields, what the hell do you think is going to happen? You think he's going to throw the ball? Andy Dalton could throw a football 3 yards. No, it was obviously going to be a run. Everybody in the whole building knew it. I can't believe he got in. See my point? Commit to a quarterback. Stop waiting. You're actually hurting yourself and hurting your strategy, play calling wise, by switching back and forth. I get it. Everybody does it. A couple years ago, Lamar Jackson, Joe Flacco, and Baltimore did it. They had Flacco as the starter, won a couple of games. Lamar came in here and there, ran the ball a bit, threw it like once or twice. Then they put him in, and they kept winning, went to the playoffs. Fine. But John Harbaugh's not an idiot. He knows when to deploy Lamar and when to not do it. I don't know what Matt Nagy's doing. I'll be honest with you, I have no clue what's going on over there. I'm still just appalled by what I saw. The real problem is, there are some talented players on this team. Really, there are. I mean, a couple of guys had good games. Roquan Smith, 6 tackles. Khalil Herbert, great game returning. 26.5 yards per return. Great job. I mean, that was nice. There were some definite bright spots for this team. David Montgomery, are you kidding me? The guy is forcibly being benched in a sense. He's not giving the ball a lot, but when he has it, he takes advantage. There were good things, but the bad certainly outweighed the good. The play calling is atrocious. I've already seen enough. But no, we have to let Matt Nagy continue to use the playbook. Now, it's funny, too. Last year, many of you maybe don't remember this, the end of the season, when the Bears started to lose against Green Bay, then New Orleans. Porter asked Matt Nagy about the play-calling situation. Nagy said, well, me and Bill Lazor kind of switch up. After Nagy claimed he gave the playbook to Bill Lazor. No one cared about it because everyone was so concerned about Mitch Trubisky. And again, obviously, he was not the problem. So Nagy lied last year when it came to play-calling. Now this year, he has the playbook, and well, look where it got the Bears. 206 passing yards. And 108 rushing yards. Whoop-dee-doo. 14 points. Classic Matt Nagy. I'm telling you, this is true statistically. Mark Trestman had a more productive offense than Matt Nagy. The guy everybody said was a horrible coach, right? I'm not saying he was great. Was not a strong leader, but you know what? He did know how to run an offense. Better than Nagy. Good offensive coordinator. What's Nagy's role even? I mean, based on what I've seen, he's not even a good OC. The real shame is this, though. By the time, hopefully, Nagy is gone and Justin Fields really develops into a good quarterback, now the defense is going to be bad. By the time, finally, Justin Fields gets play calling catered to him and he's developed and he's ready to go, MVP-esque candidate, there's going to be no defense. We talked about it before this season. If you watched me on YouTube, the Bears only had 4 quarterbacks make the team initially on the 53-man roster after the cuts. Based on last night, we saw where that got them. I really don't know what to say and what to make of this. Bears fans, if I would you speak up and speak loudly, can't have this stuff stand anymore. It's been 4 years. It'd be different if this was the beginning. All of you blame Mitch Trubisky, Mike Glennon, Nick Foles, and I'm not saying they're great quarterbacks. But you know what? There's a resounding theme here, because now we saw with Andy Dalton. And I'll tell you this much, Andy Dalton is better than all three of them. You're really going to tell me this is a quarterback issue? You're really going to try and convince me if they had a good quarterback, they'd be great. Well, They have a better one, and they have Justin Fields, and what happened? And the defense giving up 34 points to Los Angeles is an indictment on Sean Desai, the new defensive coordinator, and on the personnel for this team. Something has to change. I know it was the preseason, but you gave up 40 points to Mitch Trubisky with your first stringers in. Now the games count, and you're giving up 34 to the Rams. Can't contain them, can't stop them. They ran the ball well, Henderson. And they threw the ball downfield perfectly. Blown coverages left and right, easy targets. This team does not look good. I said before the season, a 6-11 record, that might have been generous in retrospect. Now the Bears face the Bengals week 2. FYI, the Bengals won week 1 over the Vikings. Joe Burrow looked great. Ja'Marr Chase looked great. I watched that game during the day. It's going to be a tough and tall task for this team to even string together a couple of wins this year. At the end of the season, when we talk about end-of-the-year press conferences, what's going to happen, I hope the resounding theme is fire. Matt Nagy, and improve, hopefully, this defense, because what I saw was a total farce and a joke. And that is not Bears football that I know and that I grew up loving. More to come here on Sports Talk Chicago. My interview with Mike North comes up next, so stay tuned. Sports Talk Chicago. Here with Johns and Lowland, we are back and ready for today's special guest. He's a sports radio pioneer, host of The Odds Couple on ESPN 1000, and a contributor to the Barroom Network. Please welcome Mike North to the program. Mike, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. It's good to have you on too, buddy. We're doing a great, great service to everybody. We're going to actually tell the truth about the Chicago Bears, hopefully, today, and anything else you want to talk about.
So, Mike, what was your reaction to the loss on Sunday?
Predictable. You can't enter a season where you got rid of a playoff quarterback. Now you bring in two new quarterbacks. You still have a quarterback there that has a bust, let's face it, in Nick Foles. You got a defensive coordinator who's never been given a job or been sought after, as far as I know. He's been with them, the Bears, since 2013. So you have a lot of dynamics. I noticed that Mitch is gone. Now everybody's concentrating on what I thought everybody should have been concentrating last year on. You know, Eddie Jackson, the defense, the lack of aggressiveness, the play calling, the situation where substitutions are a mystery. Montgomery rattles off three great runs and you don't see him for 12 carry. I mean, it just, they put some guy in from the Chiefs. You got to make up your mind. They don't even know who their running back is, it seems like. So it's been a debacle. They backed themselves into a corner. And now I'm hearing that if he does start Justin Fields, then it may be after the fourth game. Well, look at their schedule after the fourth game, folks. It's no cakewalk.
Did Dalton's showing vindicate Mitch Trubisky?
Well, he's not taking that much heat. Everybody wants to see Justin Fields, but if Trubisky would have had the game Dalton, then he'd be getting ripped apart. That's the whole point. He'd be getting killed. And you know, you got the same messengers that all of a sudden are going to brag about a three-yard run by a quarterback who's known for running, who's athletic. Okay, a lot of guys. I've seen a million of those touchdowns from RG3 to Michael Vick to Fran Tarkenton. I'll name them all. So it's just a joke, the bias, the preferential treatment, the coddling. I said today on Twitter, and you go to North to North, that for seven decades, the mainstream press in Chicago, a lot of the main Bear writers here now, have been owned by the Bears.
How'd you feel about that touchdown? Because Dalton drove all the way downfield. That was a successful drive on Dalton's part, but he gets no credit because Fields just ran it in.
Well, that wasn't the first thing. I think the very first drive. Why are you putting Fields in that early? Well, let your new quarterback drive the team down the field and actually score the touchdown himself. You take away rhythm. You take away any type of continuity by throwing a wrench into the spoke. You know what I mean? And then you bring the guy back. That continuity's gone. I thought to get him in that early was foolish. Let Dalton establish himself. But Nagy doesn't do the right things. He always steps on his you-know-what.
He retweeted one of my tweets. I talked about not having two quarterbacks. When you have two quarterbacks, the team never really goes anywhere. Why can't Nagy commit to one guy?
Well, when you have two quarterbacks, really, you have none. That's the same. You have none. If you can't decide what you want to do. Now, I'm not saying, look, I've seen other players, quarterbacks come out this past weekend, and they put in another quarterback for one or two snaps and stuff like that. I'm not going to say that's the worst thing in the world, okay? It's when you do it, how you do it. You're on national TV. You've got one drive that you've already – one drive, and you got to put him in then. So he doesn't do anything right. And I got to be honest with you. I know that we were a good field goal, or we were good, you know, the double doink away from being better than we were. I think Mitch would still be here. The one thing that's still a mystery to me is why we still can't get to the bottom of what really happened with Nagy and Trubisky. And I know it's after the third game. But we got nobody for Trubisky, and I'm here to tell everybody. I watch football all over the country this week. Trubisky's better than Danny Jones. Now, that's just one guy. I can name you five or six more. And you may say, hey, you know what, Mike, you don't know what you're talking about. Just look at the numbers. I watched Danny Jones. I watched Lamar Jackson fumble three times. You know what they would have done in this town? I know Lamar Jackson's won an MVP. Okay, I know that. He was a phenomenon. But if Trubisky fumbled three times in one game,
I can't even imagine.
Right? So let's just knock the BS off. I see quarterbacks all over the league. Okay, that next year, one of these teams will have Mitch Trubisky as their starter. He will not be a backup and a career backup like the meatball fans think.
Who's most to blame for the loss on Sunday, Mike? Nagy or the defense?
Well, the players play, but the scheme was horrible. They don't scare anybody anymore. The bite's been taken out of them. They're vanilla. I think that it stops at the head coach. I mean, I like Dick Geron as much as I liked, and he made the playoffs. I liked him. It's really hard for me to say this. I liked Wanstead more than I liked Nagy.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because Trubisky's not here. I don't think Wanstead would have been that stupid.
Wow.
He wouldn't have. I mean, I don't understand how we kept Cutler for 8 years. If Mitch Trubisky was held to a 29-21 record and let go after 50 starts, how is a guy allowed to stay and go 57-57? But I will also say this in deference to Jay Cutler, and people may say this, all of a sudden we got rid of Mitch. I thought that was the big problem. Now everybody's complaining about the other quarterback. Okay? Bear fans can't judge quarterbacking. Because we got rid of a quarterback that we developed. Just look at Mitch Trubisky's stats. I've talked about this before, but nobody wants to listen to me. Nobody. But that's the truth. We developed the quarterback. It would have been better to have Trubisky play in his fifth year with the Bears and draft Justin Fields anyway. If you can do it for Aaron Rodgers with Jordan Love, if you can draft the quarterback while you have Aaron Rodgers, you can't do the same with Mitch. That would have been the smart way to go. Instead of bringing a backup, and that's what he was last year, and once again doing the Foles and Glennon shuffle.
And they would have saved money, too. If they kept Mitch on maybe a $2 to $5 million deal, you could have started him, then eased in Fields, and it would have been better. But I think the media, and Matt Nagy specifically, would not have liked that move.
No! He wants to fail. Nagy wants to fail. He had a guy there that got him into the playoffs, 2 of 4 years. He replaced him when he shouldn't have. He can't get out of his own way. He's sabotaging his own deal. Bottom line. And it's going to happen because I'm here to tell everybody, I don't think Justin Fields will ever be as good as Trubisky or Cutler. And I wasn't a Jay Cutler guy. He'll never be Jay Cutler.
Why do you say that, though? What have you seen to justify that statement?
What have you seen to actually tell me I'm wrong?
Nothing. But what have you seen to say it's correct?
No, but the problem is you're with everybody else. I do not think he's a camp miss.
No, I think there are some issues with Justin Fields, mainly reading defenses, which we saw in college a lot, especially with pressure.
See, it's up to you to tell me why he's going to be great. It's not up to me. He's played three plays. You tell me why you think he's going to be all that. Everybody tell me why you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Tell me why he dropped, John. Why did he drop? Why didn't he go? Why didn't he get picked before Trevor Lawrence? Why didn't he get picked before we moved up and Mac Jones? Is this another deal like that?
Well, they did claim.
See, I'm here to educate you guys. It's not up to me after I was right about Mitch Trubisky to now explain to you why I might be right about Justin Fields. You guys have stepped, not you, but a lot of people have stepped on their own so-called three or four times with Glennon, Foles, and everybody else. So why do I have to think that I have to justify myself? I've been right all along. That's the bottom line.
We got to make sure we edit that out for clarity. We're on FCC now, Mike. We're on television now. But that's okay. I'll do that later. Mike
North. I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Mike North here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike.
I don't know where I'm at. I don't know if I'm on a podcast. I'm on radio. I'm on the Hollywood. I'm on the TV. I'm running over here. I'm over there.
This is now on television. Mike, you're the first guest I got on my new TV show.
I love it. One. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, 100%.
I love it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I knew all about it. I'd be having fun. Why can't you keep that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, we'll have to have the judges decide over at the FCC.
I know all about judges. I know that, okay.
What do you think Justin Fields comes in?
Well, I didn't want him to ever come in. I wanted him to do well. I wanted Dalton to win, and if they win, then – but see, here we go again. I don't care if he comes in. They're not going to win because they don't have a good defense. Their defense is done. I watched Fuller with Denver this week, played great. How do you get rid of that guy? He was one of the – he followed Peanut Tillman, didn't he?
Right.
And he's done a pretty damn good job. Why is he a – I said, what, that guy's available? Batting down passes, they win the game, causing fumbles, making tackles. So it's about the whole organization. You got the same guys making – every decision on quarterback from the front office to Nagy and Pace. And what's happened? Nobody wants Andy Dalton. Okay. Until they may see Justin Field. And what's Nick Foles doing under contract?
He wasn't even dressed. No. He wasn't even dressed on Sunday.
I mean, to me, it's nowhere. It's a nowhere situation. They put themselves in a tough spot. They really did. They backed themselves into the corner with Andy Dalton. They have. Now everybody's going to want Justin Field to come in. What happens if he comes in and he doesn't do well? Now, hopefully he'll do well. I compare him to RG3. That's the closest guy I can compare him to. And if he stays healthy, fine. But if you're going to be running like he did the other day, which was fine, you're not going to last long. You know, Michael Vick, how long did he really last? I mean, I know he had other issues. But how long do some of these guys last?
4 or 5 years at most in a good setting.
Hopefully, I mean, if he could become Michael Vick, I mean, or somebody like that, it would be tremendous. Look, we want the kid to succeed. It's just, who's he going to have around him? I mean, Allen Robinson, those patterns were outrageous. They didn't really put him in a good position, did they?
And that's all play calling. That's all Matt Nagy and his playbook.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Trubisky made Matt Nagy's offense look actually pretty decent. And now... I don't care if whatever you're talking about, if it was Foles, if it's going to be Justin Fields, if it's going to be, any quarterback, Dalton, any quarterback that they've brought in has not made his offense look as good as Mitch did. That's the bottom line. And then they couldn't wait to get rid of him. So we'll see what happens. But the Bear team is bad. The coaching is bad. They look the same. Dalton averaged 6 yards a pass, folks. Come on, I thought this was all Mitch's fault. Right? Wasn't it? Yeah. He's in Buffalo going, I may get a chance to play sooner rather than later if Josh Allen gets one of those little problems.
What do you think happens to this team for the rest of the year, Mike?
Man, they could come and beat Cincinnati this week. They're -2.5. To me, -2.5. If they win this game, okay, they're 1-1. They're playing 17 this year. If they lose this game, and, you know, Joe Burrow's looked good last week. Another guy that's already pretty well developed. I mean, injuries are injuries, but he bounced back pretty good. But I expect a better effort. We're not playing the Rams. I think the Bears, I took them under 7.5, but I didn't bet anything on it. If they go over, surprise me.
No, I want to talk about the defense, too. Khalil Mack had no tackles on Sunday. Eddie Jackson had a couple of blown coverages downfield. How do you explain this entire regression? Because it's pretty shocking to me to see them go from 2018 to where they are now.
Well, Vic Fangio was, when Vic Fangio was here, it was a different type of mentality, sort of like with Buddy Ryan,
right,
when he was with the Bears. Then he left and Vince Tobin came in. Well, we got Pagano coming in. Now we got this guy who's never been a head OC. You got Pettine, the senior guy. You don't have the bite, John. You don't have the intimidation. I'm not afraid of Khalil Mack if I'm a quarterback. I'm not. I mean, whatever you're doing to stop him, apparently they're watching on film, and apparently, you know, he had, listen, it's hard to believe his best game might have been his first game as a Bear. And it's been downhill ever since, even though he's had some decent numbers. I hear people say he's still one of the best. Last year, I did not see that. And I don't see it this year. Akeem Hicks, you need him for Green Bay. He didn't show up. He didn't play in one Green Bay game. Roquan Smith didn't play in another Green Bay game. You need your best hands on deck. That being said, I watched the Green Bay game. So there's a long way to go. Nobody's got to win. Detroit, like I predicted, didn't give up. They only lost to San Francisco by 8. Thank you for that cover. I thought I was a dead man. You know, so it's a different division. We're 8, maybe 9 wins is going to win, maybe. So we'll see what happens, because the Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't seem too good right now.
How shocking was that, by the way? I was very surprised to see Rodgers struggle that much and have Jameis Winston outplay him.
Well, nobody expects either one, but, you know, they said that if Rodgers had taken, because of turnovers and stuff, which he had, if he had thrown every ball into the ground, he would have had a better quarterback rating than he did. So, but because of the turnovers and stuff. So, Jameis Winston did outplay him. I think it's a Green Bay problem. I don't think it's just an Aaron Rodgers problem, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't help things. They have started like this before, so I'll just say wait and see. If they win this week, everything's back to normal.
You think they're still the favorite to win the division, right?
Right now, you know. And, you know, you got Detroit. Minnesota loses a tough game to Cincinnati. I said Detroit would be a surprise. I'm not going to back off that. I have the Bears winning under 8 games. So it's anybody's. It's really not the division it used to be.
Is that a shock to you? I mean, it's much different than it was before. Usually the North was one of the stronger divisions in football. This year, it's at least right now the weakest. Everyone's 0-1.
Yeah, everybody's 0-1. We'll see what happens. Everybody could be 1-1 next week, or, you know, everybody could be close to that. I mean, there might be a team that's 0-2. I'll wait. I'm not going to go off of 1 week. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to continue to have that type of game. I don't think they fully prepared Green Bay. I know that Rodgers didn't play. That's been my big argument. A lot of the quarterbacks, this is no kidding, folks. And John says, Mike, I need you. You do your homework. You know what you're talking about. I need you on my new. This is my TV show, YouTube, the whole ball of wax, lights flying, flashing, flash bulbs and everything else. You know, bottom line is, you know, when you talk about quarterbacking in the National Football League, okay, and predicting in the National Football League, it's really tough. Tennessee looked horrible. Green Bay looked horrible. New Orleans looked like a Super Bowl team. There was one constant, Tampa Bay and Kansas City. By the way, Kansas City is 1-10 covering the spread. Wow. In the last 11 football games.
Wow.
They didn't cover this week. They were sick. Cleveland was 6.5. And so they didn't cover this way. They win because of Patrick Mahomes, period. No quarterback except Brady, apparently, and I'm not going to argue against him, is more important. Maybe there's the argument he's more important than Brady to his team than Patrick Mahomes. They made a lot of mistakes, and who brings them back? He does.
Because their defense is atrocious, and it's gotten worse every year.
And that's why you need a quarterback like Mahomes to get away with that stuff. See, the fear here, like with Fields, is that if he does turn out to be okay by year two, year three, the defense is going to stink. It stinks now. They're all long in the tooth. They're all dinosaurs. We saw this coming in the last year or two. Bottom line.
Could that expose Matt Nagy? I mean, the defense has carried him to all these wins, and no one's really fixated on the offense too much until recently. Could that hurt Nagy's argument as a good coach if the defense can't prop him up?
They have fixated on the offense. It was all Trubisky's fault. Now everybody's going to find out the sad, pathetic truth that and it's the truth.
Right.
I've been doing this for a long time, folks. I know a bum offense when I see it. I know it. And you know, Komet's a good ball player, but who are their star players? Who are their playmakers? Allen Robinson, I said, was going to have trouble this year. New quarterback, double teamed a lot. Mooney, 6-yard patterns. They don't stretch the field. Your strength is your tight ends. Do you play with double tight end sets? Maybe you put Graham on one side or Horsted along with Komet. Montgomery's not a game breaker, but he's a hell of a running back, you know. So now, once again, everybody thinks it's not the quarterback position. It is. So we'll see what happens.
You know what I don't get, Mike, and maybe it's just me. It seems like the Bears could never just drive downfield. I mean, the Rams went 80 yards in 2 minutes on Sunday. The Bears, it took so long. It took 16, 17 plays. Why is it the case that it's always different for them? They just can't drive downfield and rip off a big play. It's pretty frustrating.
Well, what they do, John, is they throw short passes, a lot of short passes, a lot of runs. You know, they're very predictable at times. You know, people that want to start Justin Fields, go ahead. Nagy won't have a leg to stand on in a couple weeks, especially if they lose this week. And Dalton doesn't look bad. Good. Look, like I said, he had no touchdowns, one interception. If Trubisky has this game, he is pillaged all this week. Pillaged. Instead, I hear Nagy saying, you know, he did some really good things. You know, there was no smoothing over for Mitch. None. Nobody ever smoothed things over in this town for him. And that's the sad part.
Do you think Nagy makes it to the end of the season?
Here's what I would say. I think he will. It's the hierarchy. They need a whole cleansing. Ted Phillips, all these other people need to go. They've been here forever, John. And what have we had? I mean, it's ridiculous. Somebody suggested Peyton Manning. I'm up for anybody. I'm up for the four guys at Dunkin' Donuts today talking about the Bears taking over. Because you can't fail on your quarterback selections as much as this team has. You just can't. And Justin Fields, we'll see what happens. But he's not going to have a whole lot around him. They don't have a whole lot of star players. Look at Mitch. I don't care if it was preseason or not. Look how good he was with people around him. He was a six touchdown. He had six touchdowns in one game with the Bears. Think about that. So we'll see. This is an Emmy. Do they give Emmys? This is Emmy.
I agree. It should be.
Should be, I'm telling you. The hair don't look too good, Tay. Looks like a bad toupee.
More to come with Mike North. In just a moment, stay tuned. This is Sports Talk Chicago. North here, still here on Sports Talk Chicago. Mike, a few more questions before we finish up. First off, how was your birthday weekend?
Oh, it was great. It's always great. September 10th, you know, of course, you got college football. You got the pro football always on that weekend. You know, we did have 9/11. That makes you realize how lucky you are. I'm very blessed. You know, ate a steak. I drive a Cadillac. What else are you going to do? I got a house. What? I'm happy. That's it.
Next year is going to be a big one, right? Any plans in mind?
Yeah, getting there. That's my first plan. Let's hope that works, and then we'll take it from there, Johnny boy.
Mike, before we finish up today, last question.
Take your time.
Does Drew Brees have a bad toupee?
Well, somebody said it's hair restoration. Whatever it is, it doesn't look good. It's uncomfortable. It just doesn't look good. He lost a thing under his eye. That's good. Cosmetic surgery, always a good thing. But the hair thing should have gone bald, man. BLM, Bald Lives Matter. I don't wear a toupee. My hair just looks bad.
Mike, thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure to have you on, and best wishes moving forward. Can't wait to do this again soon.
All right, pal. Anytime. Sorry about the editing problem.
I talked there with Mike North, and that'll do it for us today here on Sports Talk Chicago. Big thank you to Mike North himself, Matt Dubiel, WCKG, Jim DeTalbot, to Marlboro Entertainment for making this show a success. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jonesy Sports and on Facebook at John Zaglua. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Another great show comes your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Till then, stay safe, and so long, everyone.
No! No! Where are the turtles?